Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. Well, the name Stop Smoking Service says it all. It does what it says on the box. But some people are worried about how they'll be helped to stop. So this podcast is to alleviate any worries. So let's find out exactly how you'll be helped to stop by meeting Linda Kui. She runs the Stop Smoking Service. First of all, Linda, should people have any worries about coming to you?
No, they shouldn't. Our advisors are fantastic people who have been well trained. They're not going to tell you off, they're not scary, and they're not going to judge you.
So if people aren't going to be made to feel guilty, how does it, so let's go back to that one there.
Yep.
And so it's they shouldn't have any worries.
No.
They're not going to be made to feel guilty. It's going to be something which is going to improve their lives, and they're not going to be felt. Maybe they're not the naughty person at the back of the class.
No.
They're, you know.
Okay.
Sandwiches.
They'll come down with ice cream. Cinema tickets.
Okay. So should people have any worries about coming to you?
No, they shouldn't. And it's a very positive experience working with the advisors who are there to help you if you want to stop smoking. And that's the important thing. They're not there to judge you. They're not there to tell you off. They're there to help.
Okay, so if people are not going to be made to feel guilty, how actually does the programme work?
They work with you as an individual. So they
Hang on, that's quite noisy. I was hoping that the suddenly, it's when you start recording, there was no noise earlier on.
It has been quiet.
Yeah.
Sandwiches!
So, if people aren't going to be made to feel guilty, how actually does the programme work?
We work with you whichever way you want to receive the service. So we will work...
Okay, start again. Okay. So how actually does the programme work then?
We will work with you whichever way is best for you. So you may want to see an advisor on a one-to-one basis, or you may want to be part of a group, or we've got a fantastic new service where we can help you over the telephone. So whatever suits you, however you feel most comfortable.
Okay. Do you want to go? So whatever feels most comfortable.
We will look at the reasons why you smoke, the reasons why you started smoking, and what is going to be the best way for you to quit.
Okay, that's good. So we're looking at the time it takes and how much. I suppose another fear that people will have is the amount of time this is going to take and how much it's going to cost them.
Well, we're free, apart from the nicotine replacement therapy or other drug that you may want to use, which you may have to pay a prescription fee for. We're free. The help and advice will cost you nothing apart from a little time. And the time that it takes for the first appointment can be half an hour or three quarters of an hour, because we want to make sure that you tell us everything that's important to you about smoking and we can give you the right advice on how to quit. After that, it may just be 10 minutes, quarter of an hour a week to have a chat to the advisor, and that can go on for as long as you like. For some people it's 8 weeks, for others it can go on for 6 months.
Finally,
this is what can happen to you, ladies and gentlemen.
You don't want to see
40 cigarettes a day.
Oh dear. So finally, why actually should people use the service?
Quite simply, you're four times more likely to quit if you use the Stop Smoking Service than if you go it alone.
Okay.
That's right. Sorry. The word is alone, woman. Okay. Alone. Right.
So people shouldn't have any worries. They're not going to be made to feel guilty. It doesn't actually cost hardly anything, and it can take as long or as short a time as people want. But finally, why should they actually use the service?
Quite